Arizona right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you this afternoon. I bet you the runners are getting all ready for Saturday's Double Bridge Run. That's always spectacular. I got to tell you, they're probably sweating bullets because the rain, as you will tell us in just a few minutes, will be primarily centered on Friday. And then yes, it'll be clearing into the evening, and Saturday should be pretty darn nice for the run. They run, they kick it off at 7 down at Community Maritime Park. Well, actually, in the Blue Wahoo Stadium this year. Used to be at Community Maritime Park around the stadium, not in the stadium. And on those cold mornings, and we did these runs for years, I mean, frigid. Now they're going to let the runners go inside the stadium on the field area, blocks off all that wind. It's a much better process. And so that's something new that's coming this year for the Double Bridge Run. It's going to be a great run. Runners, of course, crossing two bridges, 3 mile, and then the Sykes Bridge going on to the island. And then the 5K picks up in Gulf Breeze and cruises over to the beach on the Sykes Bridge. So big party Saturday over in Quietwater Beach right there. And it should be a good day.
All righty. Well, since we're already knocking on the door of our traffic and weather together, and you were talking about the weather, why not?
Yeah, why not?
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we had several spots of note as far as congestion giving us trouble. That appears to still be the case now. We have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and a pretty long wave of congestion traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing through the Windhaven Beach area. In Pensacola, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Got some issues there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And got some backups developing on Blue Angel Parkway. This is if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 68, low of 61. And as Chris said, on Friday, that's when the rain comes in. 80% chance for your Friday. It should dissipate by the evening, but Friday's high is going to be 72, low is going to be 48.
Okay, the 110 freeway transitioning to Davis Highway looks a little backed up this afternoon. Probably no accident or anything. It's just a lot of cars.
Yeah, in the 5 o'clock hour, it gets backed up. And as I said, I think it's because we had mentioned North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 in that exact same area. It's just it's a two-sided coin over there. It kind of sucks.
Okay, Jimmy Patronis won last night's special Republican election primary for the District 1 congressional seat. He said this election was a little different than his previous statewide elections. It was more personable. Jimmy Patronis.
I had to earn the trust of the voters, and it was much more than running TV ads. You had to get out, you had to touch them, you had to let them know who you were. And I'm just humbled by the show of support today.
Okay, you know, as we had we were doing the Christmas parade back in December, I had a chance to meet Mr. Patronis, really a nice guy. Spent a few minutes with him, and he seems to be a real qualified kite candidate, if you know what I mean.
All right.
And because let me just tell you, he's got another race here coming up later on in April 1st. For the whole game. So Gay Valmont from the Democratic side will be running against him. And then there's another candidate, an independent candidate going there. But touching on last night, also last night, State Senator Randy Fine won the primary to replace Mike Waltz in District 6. Both Patronis and Fine were endorsed by President Trump. Of course, stocks ending down today after the Fed announced interest rates were going to stay the same. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks finishing lower after the Federal Reserve opted not to cut interest rates for the first time since it began trying to help the economy in September. The central bank, concluding its first two-day policy meeting and as expected, will be keeping its key rate steady at a range of between 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is not in a hurry to adjust their policy stance. The Dow winners, Nike, Caterpillar, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 137 points. points, the NASDAQ lower by 101, S&P 500 down 28. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And one name that's been dominating the headlines today is that of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He will be back on Capitol Hill tomorrow for his second confirmation hearing. Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services faced tough questioning about his views on vaccines and abortion during today's hearing. Kennedy has received criticism from Democrats and others for his views on vaccines in the past.
Yeah, he was grilled today up there on the Hill, but he stood pretty firm. As expected, Fed Reserve's going to be holding those interest rates steady coming up.
The Fed hitting the pause button on interest rates, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
In its statement, the Fed upgraded its assessment of the job market, calling it solid, while toughening its assessment of inflation, saying that it still remains somewhat elevated. Powell says the economy is strong overall and that the Fed has made significant progress towards its goals over the last 2 years, but the central bank is not in a hurry to adjust their policy stance. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And an Orlando nonprofit could be one of those affected by a controversial move by President Trump. The president yesterday ordered a pause on some federal aid for financial assistance programs, and Martha R., CEO of the Homeless Services Network, and she says she was unable to access funds yesterday after the announcement was made. A federal judge later blocked Trump's order until next Monday, but R. says there are still a lot of unknowns. She says without those funds, she may have to close shelters and stop rental assistance payments. R. is facing a week of uncertainty, but she tells local outlets she's trying to stay calm because she doesn't want to assume the worst and then find out it's not going to be so bad.
That's the way to do it. 518 News Radio 92.3. More than a dozen homes built by Escambia County to help meet the need for affordable housing may soon be up for sale. Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity could potentially help and step in to help sell those properties, which have been sitting pretty darn empty. Escambia commissioners will make the final decision as the item is expected to be on the board's next meeting agenda.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, police in Coral Gables, Florida, say officers stopped two vans that were transporting some folks. Who was in that van? You gotta tune in to find out after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the Apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, gosh, break out the hairspray again.
That really is a good example of breaking out the hairspray.
It is, isn't it? Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. There is still some transitional problems here, it looks like, from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway.
You know, honestly, I'm glad you brought that up, because with it being almost 525 already, I'll go ahead and knock it out of the way.
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, hey, it's just a gift. You're
that's
gifted.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather for you here. We do have, as Chris just said, some transitional issues if you're trying to get off of I-110 onto North Davis Highway. Also have some minor backups on North Davis Highway itself if you're traveling northbound towards that same area. Just part of our typical evening issues on the road. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Hurlburt Field and continuing through Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, sitting at around 64 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 61.
Okay, let me talk about a couple of Floridians here for a few minutes. We'll start with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is railing against state lawmakers who passed an immigration bill called the Trump Act. Karen Curtis has more on this trending story.
Governor DeSantis called a special session to strengthen immigration law, and instead, he says lawmakers weakened it.
What they did last night is not going to pass muster. It is not what they told you they would do.
DeSantis accusing the legislature of neutering the state's ability to use local and state law enforcement to remove illegal migrants.
If you don't do the state and local piece, then none of this stuff is going to work.
DeSantis says the bill is unacceptable and adds several Republicans voted no, so the state Senate does not have a veto-proof majority. Karen Curtis, Miami.
Okay, we'll go from DeSantis to Bondi. One of President's key cabinet nominees has cleared another hurdle on her way toward confirmation. Eben Brown is all over this story.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is now giving a thumbs up to President Trump's nominee to be U.S. Attorney General. Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, got all votes of the committee's 12 Republicans and 10 Democrats. She will now face a confirmation vote by the full U.S. Senate. Bondi has a track record of tackling Florida's opioid epidemic by pursuing so-called pill mill pharmacies and physicians, and previously had a two-decade career as a prosecutor in Tampa. Bondi also served as a defender of the president's during his first impeachment trial in the Senate and is expected to be confirmed in a vote later this week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, police in Coral Gables, Florida, say officers stopped two vans that were transporting more than two dozen Chinese migrants. There were 26, including 17 men and 9 women, and police say they were in the process of being transported Tuesday morning to an unknown location. Authorities say they believe the migrants came by boat and were then moved to a secluded area found on the southern end of the city. And two alleged smugglers were taken into custody and a firearm was recovered. Multiple agencies responded, and U.S. Homeland Security is taking over the investigation.
527 News Radio 92.3. I don't know if you saw this on Fox or not. They're rolling some B-roll on this incident. Really, it's absolutely crazy. It's up in Illinois. Have you seen this fistfight that I'm talking about?
No, I have not.
A fistfight broke out at a public meeting just outside of Chicago Tuesday night in Thornton Township as community members grilled embattled Township Supervisor and Dalton, Illinois Mayor Tiffany Haynard. She's been very much visible in the news recently. Not recently, for about six. Okay, even further than 6 months. She's been in the news.
All
right. But this fight was something like, these are adults doing this?
It all started when an activist named Jedediah Brown accused the scandal-plagued mayor, Tiffany Haynard, of, quote, sleeping her way to the top. He then said, you gone, B-word. Haynard's boyfriend, Kamal Woods, then charged the activist, and fists started flying. Haynard herself joined the flight. She immediately shoved her table aside, sprinted into the brawl. You can't make it up. Her attorney did respond and said in part, quote, in the face of endless false accusations and outright lies about Mayor Haynard that are being trafficked on social media by her political enemies, it is unsurprising that violence erupted.
Wow. Okay. That's all you can say to that. Those were adults. But you got to see it. The visual of that is absolutely amazing. I do want to get
when we go to break.
I want to get this in here real quick. Senator Don Gates, our prayers are out for him. Of course, he is the father of Matt Gates. Had a medical emergency earlier today in Milton. He was over at the Broxson Parkway naming ceremony for Doug Broxson. Witnesses say Don Gates had a freeze-up moment, then collapsed. An ambulance was called in. He currently is in stable condition and receiving medical care. So our prayers and thoughts go out to my good friend Don Gates.
Absolutely. Just about 529 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Want to give you some good news coming from another part of this glorious sunshine state we live in. The city of Jacksonville offering free tax services to veterans and their spouses. The initiative aims to help veterans navigate the complexities of tax preparation, and officials say they are committed to supporting the city's veterans and making sure they have necessary resources.
Okay, who do you go to if you really need a favor?
I don't know, my parents or something.
Well, the president. Friend. Well, the president went to Elon Musk. Lillian Wu has your reason.
President Trump sounding off about the two NASA astronauts in space since last June on a mission that was supposed to last less than 2 weeks. The president posting to social media, he's asked SpaceX founder Elon Musk to go get the two brave astronauts who've been virtually abandoned in space by the Biden administration, adding Elon will soon be on his way. Musk shared a screenshot of the post with a saluting face emoji. The current plan is for the astronauts to return to Earth in March with two crew 9 astronauts who've been at the space station since September. Their return mission delayed because the replacement crew's launch date was postponed to give NASA and SpaceX teams time to complete processing on their new craft. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A little misleading there. When he said Elon is on his way, is he going up?
Oh, no, I doubt it.
No?
I don't think so. When's the last time he did that? Any space thing?
I don't know if he's ever done it before.
Right.
I know Bezos has.
Bezos did something.
And then the Virgin guy.
Somebody. Some other dude.
He did it as well.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Senate confirming President Trump's pick to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin.
The yeas are 56, the nays are 42. The nomination is confirmed.
Democrats concerned about Zeldin's possible plans to undo much of former President Biden's climate change and green energy policies. Former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez sentenced to 11 years in prison for his participation in receiving bribes of gold bars and money in addition to acting as a foreign agent. Outside the Manhattan courtroom, Menendez maintains he's not guilty.
Regardless of the judge's comments today, I am innocent, and I look forward to filing appeals on a whole host of issues.
The 71-year-old Menendez calls this case a political witch hunt. He has resigned, of course, his Senate seat. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
Microsoft shares fell 5% in extended trading today after releasing fiscal second quarter results that included lighter growth in cloud computing services than earlier expected. Microsoft's revenue grew 12% year over year in the quarter. The Federal Reserve is holding its key interest rate steady, reversing a recent trend of easing policy. In a widely anticipated move, the Federal Open Market Committee left its overnight borrowing rate unchanged in a range between 4.25% and 4.5%. Mortgage rates didn't move last week, but demand for new homes continued to soften. Total mortgage application volume dropped 2% week over week. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling 136, the S&P 500 was off 28, and the NASDAQ lost more than 100. Crude oil futures for March are just above 73 a barrel. That's your money now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. For the next 2 weeks, we'll look back at Super Bowl winning moments. However, today I want to highlight one player who deserved to win it all but didn't. During the 2008 postseason, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald in 4 playoff games had 30 receptions for 546 yards and 7 touchdowns. But his Cardinals fell just short in the big game to the Steelers. Clearly, Larry did his part, and it's a shame it didn't result in him snatching a Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
That's Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum, and he says the snowfall will likely be the heaviest starting this
afternoon. When you need to know.
Escambia County says they have found some snow plows to clear the roads after it falls.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Did you do Cold as Ice a few minutes ago, right?
Yes, that was our first bumper song of the evening.
All right. So you're going to this one?
Yes.
Are you like a foreigner kick or something?
I was for today. I'll tell you, though, next hour, I don't believe we have any foreigner.
There's anything wrong with it.
Enjoy it while it lasts, America.
Don't read into me thinking, oh, this is terrible. No, I enjoy that. I haven't heard it in a while. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's very exciting. Hey, this weekend, let's dive into some sports here real quick. This weekend, another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. Yep, Pensacola facing Roanoke Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center. A couple of special nights here. Friday night, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. And Saturday, this is probably one of my favorite nights over at the Ice. Mardi Gras night. Puck dropping 7:05 for both of those events this weekend.
All righty. Chris, let me ask you this. Are you a fan of the film When Harry Met Sally?
I am.
Well, I'm glad you are.
Shot in Seattle, I believe it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this probably isn't. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan reuniting for a Super Bowl commercial. They teamed up with Hellman's Mayonnaise for an ad that recreates the famous restaurant scene from the film.
And we say, how do you say that? Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, yeah.
New Orleans is mayonnaise.
Gosh, okay. Good to know. I'll tell on myself
next time
to locals.
Next time you go to the city and you order a restaurant and you go to get a sandwich, I'd like some mayonnaise on that. They'll give you doubles.
I'll probably just say mayonnaise or mayo.
This guy's a local.
Okay. Anyway.
He's a yeah, man.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. They teamed up with Hellman's for an ad that creates the famous restaurant scene. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the one with the I'll have what she's having,
blah, blah, blah. I love it.
30-second spot also features a cameo from actress Sydney Sweeney. The classic rom-com celebrates its 35th anniversary last year. I'm going to tell you right now, Sydney Sweeney's cameo is going to be the person saying, I'll have what she's having. That is definitely going to be the case.
Gotcha.
But that's just my guess.
Hey, but it sounds good.
Yeah. I just totally see her being in a commercial like that with that cameo. I don't know what else she'd be making a cameo for if it's supposed to be that scene.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. Just remember that.
Yeah, there's our takeaway.
It's kind of like The Graduate with Mr. Robinson coming up to Benjamin Braddock. Plastics.
Okay.
Don't worry about plastics.
Carry on.
Okay, it's 5:41, News Radio 92.3. While we're kind of on the light side here, New York City Police searching for several suspects who took a subway train on a joyride. Stole that thing. More from Gurnell Scott.
Super Bowl 59's ad lineup is packed with major brands like Anheuser-Busch.
Federal health officials issuing their highest level recall of 13-ounce bags of Frito-Lay's classic potato chips in Oregon and Washington State because they do not contain a milk warning on the packaging. Food and Drug Administration says it can be fatal if consumed by someone with an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk. In December, Frito-Lay issued a recall warning that more than 6,300 of its classic potato chip bags contained undeclared milk, posing a risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction. No other Lay's products, flavors, sizes, or variety packs are affected. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Yeah, that's it's a recall of snacks just in time for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got pelted with all kinds of stories.
And now
that.
Let's talk about the people that actually stole the Subway. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's see if I can actually boot that one up now.
Surveillance video released by the NYPD shows six suspects getting in a Subway car parked in Queens, starting it up and taking it out onto the tracks this past Saturday. Police say they don't know where the suspects went once they got off the train. The names of the people seen on video have also not been made public. Investigators say they left behind damage to glass panels and put markings on the cameras on board the train. No injuries as a result of the joyride were reported. The NYPD is asking for the public's help to catch the suspects. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, 542 here. I wanted to let you know that the NFL Pro Bowl roster is now shaping up. Steelers veteran quarterback Russell Wilson and Patriots rookie gunslinger Drake May were named to the AFC roster yesterday. They're replacing Buffalo's Josh Allen and Baltimore's Lamar Jackson. Wilson making his 10th Pro Bowl appearance, and he's the first Pittsburgh QB to earn a selection since Ben Roethlisberger in 2017. May, meanwhile, is the second rookie QB in New England's recent history to make the exhibition game after Mac Jones represented the team in 2021. On the NFC side of things, Buccaneers veteran signal caller Baker Mayfield earned a spot on the NFC roster in place of Commanders rookie Jaden Daniels. Pro Bowl kicking off from Orlando on Sunday.
Yeah, when did they start actually stop playing football for that game?
Hey, it's not that they're not playing football. They're playing flag football.
I got you. Okay, I'll rephrase that. When did they stop playing football for that game?
Yes, regular football.
Right.
That was a couple years ago that they stopped.
Okay, I feel like I need to really follow up on the story we touched on quickly about the recall of the chips, because there's another angle I want to go at on this thing, okay? I was thinking about it. Get ready for a flood of star-studded, animal-filled, and snack-packed ads during Super Bowl 59. You notice I'm taking it to the advertising section.
Yeah.
Matt Murphy has more on this trending story.
Surveillance video released by the NYPD shows six suspects getting in a Subway car parked in Queens.
Super Bowl 59's ad lineup is packed with major brands like Anheuser-Busch, PepsiCo, and Uber Eats vying for the attention of over 120 million viewers on Fox and Tubi. Expect teasers and early releases like Budweiser's Clydesdale spot and Michelob Ultra's pickleball-themed ad starring Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara.
Excuse me, would you consider playing us?
For the Ultras.
Demand was so high that ad space sold out in November, with some 30-second spots reportedly fetching over $8 million. While AI and pharmaceutical ads are on the rise, automakers and movie promos are scaling back. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
We frame that under the headline of better late than never.
Yeah, golly, we'll get on the same page eventually. My goodness. Go. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. So on Navarre Parkway, we still have two waves of congestion. If you're traveling westbound passing by Hurlburt Field, we got some backups there. As you continue westbound through the Windhaven Beach area, though, you're going to encounter a bit more. Also on Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, got some heavy congestion in that area still. Do have an accident report. Reported right in front of the UWF main entrance. This is near Upward Church. Be on the lookout for that. There is some congestion in that area as a result. Last major spots are going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Looking at the weather here, sitting at around 64 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 61.
The transition from the 110 to Davis Highway looks like it's clearing up somewhat, so traffic is flowing.
There's one positive.
Pretty good. Yeah, sure is. Hey, a couple of Saturdays ago, over at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, they presented their Science Saturday. As a matter of fact, they were doing photo editing a couple of Saturdays ago. Well, new session coming up. And I really encourage you. They're targeting students, by the way, in grades 3 through 7. They're absolutely free to attend. Saturday, Feb 22, you're going to meet Dr. Matt Johnson and his session featuring roller coasters.
Really?
Why can't I get in these classes?
I think you and I exceed the age.
I would be quiet. I would sit in the corner and not. These are photo editing, roller coasters. What's next?
I think you're to the age now. A parent would be asking, why is that guy sitting in my child's
class? Probably so. Hey, would you call the police and get him out of here?
All right. The American Lung Association asking Congress to fund the Food and Drug Administration's anti-tobacco efforts. The association has released its 2025 State of Tobacco Control Report, which grades how well states prevent and reduce tobacco usage. The report urged Congress to fund the FDA's efforts to remove illegal e-cigarettes from the market. It It also emphasized the importance of states licensing tobacco retailers and funding prevention efforts.
Okay, you know, we had Shelley Johnson, the editor of Island Times, on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And we talked about this event. It's always a super event. She's been doing this thing for probably 24 years, something like that. The Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade for Children and Pets is once again making a return visit to the Pensacola Beach Casino Beach parking lot area. It's going to be Saturday, February 8th. The parade organizers confirming the parade will go for anybody that can be pushed or pulled. That's pretty much your limits. Motorized, pedaled vehicles, skateboards, bicycles, battery-powered vehicles are not permitted. This is a very environmental event here. If you know where I'm coming from. If you want to attend, registration is at noon on parade day. People and float registration absolutely free. Pet registration will cost you $10 for every one of your little monsters.
Okay. 547.
I got three of them. I told them I'd be in for $30.
Yeah, if I've got what? Well, two indoor cats and a dog.
Bring them on.
Yeah. The cats are pretty tame, so they'll combine for one of those monsters.
Anyway, Shelley Johnson's behind it. She's the brilliant lady on the island. And we had a real nice chat with her yesterday.
Yes, we did. Just about 5:48 here. Around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you again of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing lower today. The Dow losing 136 points to 44,713. S&P 500 dropped 28 points to 60,039. And the NASDAQ gained 101 points to 19,632.
Okay, if you got some time on your hands, the American Red Cross needs your help this week as a blood drive underway at Pensacola International Airport. The Red Cross saying every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are very much appreciated and encouraged. So if you can help them out, they would definitely like that. We had Matt Coughlin on talking about that a few days ago.
Yes, we did. And speaking of the things we've been talking about a lot.
I mean, you're talking.
Gosh, RFK Jr., bringing him up again.
Bring it up.
He says he doesn't want to take away anyone's food. Hot take. Whoa. President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services was on Capitol Hill today for his first of two confirmation hearings, and he pushed back against claims that he wants to ban certain foods or vaccines. He was interrupted at least twice by protesters as he spoke.
And I was surprised there weren't more.
Really
was, yeah. But he handled himself pretty darn well. Speaking of taking things away from people, this is an interesting segue here. A top retired general has his security clearance and detail revoked. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pulling the security clearance and detail from retired General Mark Milley. Secretary Hegseth is also directing the new acting inspector general to review if there's evidence for General Milley to lose a star during retirement based on actions to, quote, undermine the chain of command during President Trump's first term. Milley has had the security detail since the killing of Iranian military officer Qasem Soleimani during the first Trump administration. Milley was appointed as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 2019 and served until 2023 under Presidents Trump and Biden. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I got to tell you something. I got a text here. A listener heard us talking about the groundhog yesterday. Mm. And they said, well, what's up with this? I know Pete is involved. So here I went back and pulled some research for us so we can suffice the needs of questionable minds. Mm-hmm. PETA, of course, the activists want to replace the world's most famous groundhog with the vegan weather revel cake. Are you believing this?
Yes.
You should. Here's Ted Linder.
PETA sent a letter to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club offering to provide the vegan cake, which would mimic a gender reveal cake for a baby, for the annual February 2nd ceremony in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, if they agree to retire the groundhog and the tradition. The world-famous ritual, which dates back to 1887, has resulted in thousands of loyal fans flocking to Punxsutawney each year to see if the groundhog will spot his shadow when he awakens. Tradition dictates that there will be 6 more weeks of winter if the groundhog sees his shadow. If he doesn't, it means spring is near, but PETA believes the critter has been exploited. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club did not immediately respond to PETA's request. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Yeah, PETA cited basically concerns that Phil could be being traumatized somehow in this captivity that they keep him in for these festivities. I'm just going to tell you right now, if you haven't seen what Phil looks like, his demeanor, Chris, is literally the same as I just had while I was just standing here listening to the sound. He looks like he's just there, and dudes in top hats hoist him up for a minute. He's just a hefty little guy. I don't know why everyone's losing their minds over this. I think PETA does have a good mission statement. The problem is they have had for years now a problem with picking their battles. Phil's not the problem here, okay? Come on. You want to talk about slaughterhouses?
My father would be so proud of you to hear you say, because my dad used to always say, pick your battles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Phil's not where we need to be drawing the line.
All right. Austin.
Why am I talking about him like I'm on a first-name basis with the thing? The groundhog.
And that's the only person laughing about this whole situation. That groundhog has been taken care of. Probably has luxury items, you know, just a bed and all this great stuff.
Oh, they treat those animals like royalty.
Hey, listen, Austin, something went terribly wrong in Alaska. An investigation is underway into an F-35 fighter jet crashed. And I saw the video on this thing.
Really?
Just it's an airfield, an Air Force base in Alaska. And all of a sudden, you look over the close-up shot of this jet, and you look behind it, and there is a jet just falling out of the sky. It's that F-35. Jeff Manasso has more on this story.
An F-35 assigned to the 354th Fighter Wing crashed near Eielson Air Force Base during a training exercise after a single pilot declared an in-flight emergency before ejecting. That pilot currently in stable condition.
Because it was, the impact did occur near the airfield, it was during the landing phase and had been airborne for a period of time. Investigating what they determined to be an in-flight malfunction.
U.S. Air Force Colonel Paul Townsend says a safety investigation is underway and an accident investigation board has convened. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the Grammys adding more performers to this weekend's ceremony. Details on who those performers are and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the possible confirmation of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. We had a really interesting interview with a representative from the Postal Service about why the weather caused there to not be mail delivery and how they're going to be resuming that service. We also did two candidate interviews for Tuesday's primary, current CFO of the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, and John Mills as well. Plus, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we canceled Trump like 16 different ways, in jest. You can always catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Kind of zipping along this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Do you know what today is? Have you given any thought about the importance of today?
No.
Well, it is a very important day, I want to tell you. Today marks the Chinese New Year.
Really?
Happy Chinese New Year. 2025 is the year of the snake. Spring Festival is an annual 15-day event that begins with the new moon beginning today. Through Feb 27, the festival lasts until the following full moon. So, happy Chinese Day. Happy Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese.
Happy Chinese New Year. Reminds me of the, every time I think about it, it reminds me of that movie where the Christmas movie in the
A Christmas Story?
They chopped the duck's head off because it was smiling at him at the dinner table.
Okay, just past 5:55 here.
Oh, my gosh.
Return to normalcy, as you'd say.
Why?
Traffic and weather together. Only a couple spots giving us trouble right now. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing through Windhaven Beach, we have some issues there. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 55. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 61.
You know the movie, you're going to shoot your eye out with a BB gun.
Yeah, Christmas Story.
That's the one I'm talking about. When the dogs killed off their Christmas dinner.
The Bumpuses.
And they had to go to the Chinese restaurant for Christmas dinner. Chomp. All right. It was funny. It was really funny. Okay, this, I don't know how to really, whether I want this to happen or not. And what I'm talking about, Frontier Airlines is making another attempt at joining a competitor. We're talking about Spirit. They're thinking about a merger. Both of these airlines service Pensacola, which means we'll lose an airline if they do merge. Somebody's got to be the surviving airline. Jenny Casola has more for us.
Frontier Group is making a new offer to merge with Spirit Airlines. Spirit filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization in November. Frontier had a plan to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. The Justice Department blocked the JetBlue-Spirit merger. The new Frontier deal for Spirit includes new debt and common stock. Frontier says the proposed deal would provide meaningful value to Spirit financial stakeholders in excess of Spirit's standalone restructuring. Spirit has said a fresh deal with Frontier would be too risky and costly and woefully insufficient financially, particularly compared with Frontier's previous deal. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Anna hinted at this before the break. The Grammys are adding more performers to this weekend's ceremony. The Recording Academy announced Stevie Wonder, Lainey Wilson, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and St. Vincent are among the acts added. Others include Brad Paisley, Janelle Monáe, John Legend, Sheryl Crow. This year's show will be used to help relief efforts for the L.A. wildfires, and Music's Biggest Night will air live at 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, that should be exciting. I'm ready for that one. I'm going to have to do a TV schedule lineup readjustment for my television.
Gonna have to squeeze them in somewhere.
Gonna have to move that somewhere. Make sure the list is made. Okay, Nikki Fried was reelected as the chair of the Florida Democratic Party. Will serve another 4 years in that role. According to U.S. Senator Rick Scott, Fried's selection as party chair is the only statewide election Florida Democrats can expect to win for a very long time. I think he said that in tongue-in-cheek, you know. I don't know how definitive he was on that or who, if he had the crystal ball, but he said it.
Wow.
So there you go.
It's been an eventful couple of days for politicians.
It's kind of like I was speaking with Howard out in the hallway about the snow. You have a lot to talk about sometimes, and you don't have a lot to talk about sometimes. Snow, politicians, this has been a week that was.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.